It's election day in Haiti. Not quite a year since the island nation was devastated by an earthquake, and with more than a million still homeless, Haitians will select a new president today. NPR's Jason Beaubien is outside a polling station in the capital, Port-au-Prince, and he joins us. Jason, what have you been observing? How's the voting going?
The voting has been somewhat problematic. There are a lot of people that are having trouble finding exactly where they are supposed to be voting. They're coming to a particular polling place, and then they're not finding their names on their list, on the list there. Sometimes they're being sent to another place immediately after that. So there's definitely some frustration among people. Several of the leading candidates have accused Jules Celestin, who's the establishment candidate. He's the protege of President René Préval. They're accusing his supporters of committing fraud. They still haven't presented exactly what their evidence is of that, but they are making accusations that they are seeing systematic fraud throughout the country. But in terms of the polling places I've seen in Port-au-Prince, they opened late, but they had the materials. People were lining up. People were calm. And it seemed like voting was happening once it did get going in the polling places that I saw in Port-au-Prince today.
There are 18 candidates who would like to replace President René Préval. You talked about some of the leading ones accusing one another of fraud. How many front runners are there?
Basically, there are three front runners. There's Jules Celestin, who I just mentioned, the protege of René Préval. There's Sweet Mickey, Michel Martelly. He's known as Sweet Mickey. He's a Haitian musician, very popular musician. And then there's Nelon Maniga, who's she's 70 years old. She's a former first lady, but she's got a lot of support amongst the people. She's been in politics before. Those are probably the three leading candidates. And it's really going to be difficult for, I think, any of them to get 50% during this round. And you need to get 50% in order to win it outright in this round.
What have the candidates been saying to the people of Haiti?
This campaign actually lacks a lot of substance. There was not a lot of debate about the issues. No one came forward and said, this is how I would rebuild the entire country. People were not saying, in this country of incredible poverty, you know, the country with the worst poverty rate in the Western Hemisphere, how they're going to tackle poverty. Mainly people were running on their personalities and on what they had done in the past. So it was a campaign that really did lack any substantive plans for how each one of these candidates would move Haiti forward.
Was there much violence in the days leading up to the election?
There was some violence. There was some, but it was fairly limited. And even there was a shooting at a rally of Michel Martelly 2 days ago, but no one was injured in that. I think that there's been a lot more fear of violence than actual violence. Everyone keeps talking that the violence is going to come, that people are handing out guns, but it really has been relatively calm. There have been some street protests and what some people have termed as civil unrest. But that was all aimed at the United Nations over the cholera situation. So in terms of the actual campaign, yes, it's tense. People are worried about violence. But so far, it really has been limited.
What happens if no one wins a majority?
So if no one wins 50% today, and we don't expect results right away, but if no one gets that at these polls today, then there will be a runoff in January between the top two vote-getters.
NPR's Jason Beaubien in Port-au-Prince, Haiti, covering the election for a new president there today. Thank you very much, Jason.
You're welcome.